Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And this week, we're talking with the Katie Duke, one of my favorite nurse practitioners. She is a boss girl from New York, and I love her attitude. She's all about self-empowerment, expressing yourself, taking care of yourself, doing the things you want to do. And she has an amazing podcast, The Bad Decision Podcast. And today we're going to talk to Katie all about advice for young nurses, advice for 2022. What do we let go of this year, the baggage of last year, and how to blossom, especially for young nurses and healthcare providers. This is a great podcast. Well, Katie, welcome.
I think that it's your choice if you want to share whether or not you get anything done, but the most important message here is that if you want to change something, whether it's you want a little lift or whether you want your wrinkles to be decreased or whether you want thicker lips, you should feel comfortable and confident in doing that, because at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for you.
I definitely agree. I think you can be a woman of substance style character and still want to look pretty and look good and maintain. I really think this is about maintaining self-identity.
Yeah.
The more your face changes as you age, you're not really after trying to be your 20-year-old self, but you want to maintain some aspect of your facial structure that feels like you.
Yeah, and I think that's my issue. And it was fall of 2020. I made a decision to get a lower blepharoplasty because of an under eye bag that had been troubling me for years. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you, I wish I would have done it years earlier. Mm-hmm. And we often are just so nervous about what other people will think if we do get something done that we end up putting our own desires or something that we really want on a back burner. And like, why should we care what other people think? But we as women, we're people pleasers, and we are always raised to think, oh, well, what will so-and-so think? But I say the hell with that.
I think women have it hard because you're criticized if you don't maintain and you let yourself go. And then, if you try too hard and maintain too much, you're criticized for that also, like for doing too much. Like, I think in society in general needs to just be more accepting of the fact that this body is just your vehicle. It's your, people say it's your meat suit to carry your soul through life.
Yeah, and we should feel good. And even if you are like, I don't ever want to get anything done, I encourage that. And I think that things look different for each one of us. Mm-hmm. I know people who are totally fine never getting any Botox or fillers, and that's great. That works for them. And I know people like me who make sure I come and get a little nip and tuck every 3 months, and that works for me.
you tell the Karens out there? You have so many Karens who post comments about, wanting to regulate your life and the things that you do.
Well, I think to the Karens, to the naysayers out there.
Yeah, we won't put hate on the name.
Yeah, Karen. I think that their hate or their jealousy comes from a place of their own insecurity. And you shouldn't look for validation in people like that. And, it might affect you. It might make you feel like, oh, gosh, I can't believe this person said that. But that person has no bearing on your decisions or even acknowledging the decisions, that you do make. And I'll probably have tons of people say, oh, you don't need to get anything done. But if something bothers me and I want to fix it, I have the ability to do that. So I encourage women to make choices that are the best choices for them, because you have to live with them each day.
You do. It's no different than saying I want to change my hair at this season.
Yeah.
Style. Like, I decided to change my entire wardrobe or closet. It's no different.
Exactly. I tell people I have been getting Botox and fillers. Well, fillers probably the last, 6-7 years, but I've been getting Botox neurotoxins for 20 years.
Interesting.
And I still look like myself.
Yeah.
So I think let's just get that big cat out of the bag. Is I won't look like myself. Yes, you will if you go to the right person.
Yeah. It really does matter who you seek for your treatment. I think too many people just think it's an interchangeable thing. You can get your lips done here and your eyes there and your nose there, and like everything ends up looking like a Picasso picture.
I'm guilty of having people in different cities. Definitely yeah, guilty of
you
that.
You got insider info.
I have insider info, yep.
In each city.
Yep.
So.
Which is why I'm right here in LA.
That's so funny. Well, I'm glad we found each other. Tell me what your plans are this year. So you started, you're doing your podcast.
Yep, so...
Bad Decisions Podcast.
Yeah, so Bad Decisions Podcast, every Tuesday, new episodes. And then next week, I have a live show in New York, followed by a live show in Los Angeles.
That is amazing. Doesn't that terrify you?
It does.
A little bit.
You
sold out two live shows.
Just because I'm like... Wow, I can't believe that I'm going to be up on stage in a theater performing. But honestly, I feel comfortable up there. And I'm excited for a different chapter of something that I'm very passionate about, which is, you know, the podcast. But I have a mentoring platform for nurses and nurse practitioners. I have seminars and conferences and workshops that I'm speaking at throughout this year, which is always exciting.
And then for people who don't know you, so you're a nurse practitioner in cardiology, like one of the hardest specialties to be a nurse practitioner in.
Yeah. I worked inpatient cardiology, LVAD, heart transplant, heart failure for, 6 years.
High stress.
Yeah. I left a year ago, actually, a year and like 2 months, because I had a very severe case of COVID. I was hospitalized, and when I came back to work, my memory and my ability to multitask was affected by COVID so much that I didn't feel like the right decision for me would be to stay in the hospital. So here I am now, a year later, self-employed, doing social media brand campaigns and partnerships and my podcast and mentoring. And
it's like you found your second life.
Yeah, it feels like a second career.
Second life, right?
I love it though.
I feel like a book is in the works. Is there a book deal coming?
Well, hopefully that will be if the tour goes. You know, we're starting out with New York and LA, and then hopefully expanding to more cities around the country.
Nice.
And then hopefully a book will come after that. It's daunting to write a book. I mean, geez. Oh.
I've always wanted to, and then just the thought of every year,
the
I'm
thought
like,
of
I
it.
Think I'll get up at 5 a.m. and write for 2 hours before work, and then
oh
I just don't
gosh.
Have any more energy left for that.
Yeah, and you have so much. I mean, how do you... I mean, there are, like, writing... you can hire kind of like a scribe.
Yeah, a ghostwriter.
Yeah, a ghostwriter or a scribe.
Well, now your
that
phone
would be
is so
helpful.
Good, you can voice dictate it, right?
But, yeah.
It's also like you have, you can't use every inch of your energy and,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have, I feel like we give all day at work, and
mm-hmm.
then you have to have like a little bit left in your soul.
Yeah, you have
before
to have
you can
some,
pour it out on paper.
Yeah, like you, just because you can do all these amazing projects doesn't mean that like you always have to, so.
What
and that's another thing, we always overload our plates.
We really do.
So.
What is your best advice for young nurses, young women in 2022 for letting go of some of the things we do that we should really need a mentor to teach us these things?
I would say my best piece of advice is trust your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always ignore our gut, and that leads us to ignore those red flags, and we stay in unhealthy relationships, whether it's with a significant other or with a friend or with a workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there's something telling us this doesn't feel right,
mm-hmm.
but we are so good at suppressing that and forcing things that
mm-hmm.
aren't the right thing or person for us. And
I wonder why we do that.
I don't know. I think it's our innate, like, natural...
Nurturing and seeing
yeah,
the best
yeah.
in people.
And it's like, oh, we want to save and fix everything, because that's, you know, what
that's
we love to do.
That's very true.
So oh my gosh,
good.
I feel so much more like... I feel like I have, like, a normal profile on my jaw for, like, the first time ever. Oh
for
my
those
gosh,
of you
I'm
listening,
so
she's getting her jaw sculpted, and it looks amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and I haven't... Gosh, I mean, I haven't had cheeks done literally
cheeks are my favorite
I haven't had them done in so long, but I just always get scared that like when I like smile that I'll, because I feel like I have big cheeks already.
Okay, so people always stress about getting mm-hmm. cheek filler. They think they're going to get big chipmunk cheeks. Do you feel like a chipmunk now that
no.
you've had your cheeks done?
Oh, no. And then when this is all settled in, it'll just be even like more perfect. And
exactly.
I'm so excited.
So pretty on you. Now that a little bit of Botox. I think the other mistake that we make is, of course, not taking care of our own needs and self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe putting too much on our plates. I do that quite often.
Oh, yeah.
Stretching
we
myself
definitely do that.
A thousand directions. I don't know about you, but...
And it's especially significant for healthcare providers.
Yes.
Physicians, NPs, nurses.
The burnout this year has been real.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible. And I think that there's a mass exodus that's happening from just the general workforce, but
mm-hmm.
especially within healthcare.
Yeah, so this has been such a hard year for nurses, doctors, and hospital professionals. Like,
definitely.
The burnout is real.
Everyone is leaving because for the fact that there are hospital CEOs taking home bonuses
mm-hmm.
during times where staff are dying and running through their PTO because they have COVID or because they don't have childcare because things are shut down, and where staff is just being pushed to the limits. And I just think that our whole system needs to be overthrown and just our priorities need to be realigned.
Yeah.
And healthcare has always been a for-profit system in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe businesses should make money. But you can't call us healthcare heroes and treat us like crap. And for nurses and physicians, residents, to not get hazard pay
mm-hmm.
when you're working through an actual certified global pandemic, or to at least not have their loans forgiven, or to be given extra vacation or PTO time or child care support, like,
yeah.
Yet our CEOs are taking home millions of dollars, and it's quite frustrating. It's definitely quite frustrating.
It's definitely a double standard, because I think even firefighters and cops, they very easily get overtime
service,
and hazard pay and, like, all the pension and whatnot. But,
oh, yeah, they put 20 years in, and you have a full pension.
Yeah.
And it's just that healthcare has always been a field where I think people take advantage, our systems and leadership take advantage of our need and want to help other people and our innate abilities as caregivers. And there's a big emotional
mm-hmm.
aspect there. And what they do there is they take advantage of that.
I don't think patients and the general public realize that, like, we give so much at work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that physicians had been more vocal during this entire pandemic, because we've really relied on the voices of just a few people
at
the CDC. And honestly, I think in some ways doctors have let go of control of the conversation. Like,
mm-hmm.
we never used to live in a society where we didn't treat for the common good, where vaccination
was
not globally accepted
for
schools and children.
Exactly.
And then the fact that the social media has allowed certain people to
misinformation.
Personal choice is one thing, but we always treat public health.
Public health should be the priority over everything.
I sacrifice for my health so older people, frail people, and immune people can. And children, we have to take care of our weak.
Yeah.
So it's bothered me a little bit that physicians haven't stepped up more to this conversation. But I can't fault any doctor or any nurse, because we're freaking so exhausted. Like,
tired.
You
just don't have the energy.
Yeah,
it feels like you can't fix the broken system.
You can't fix the world. You have to just save yourself a little so you can help your immediate.
And also, I think that some people are scared of retaliation.
Very much so, because
especially
it's a cancellation
nurses,
society
you know,
right now.
Anybody with a platform, physicians, NPs, PAs, you know, if you say the wrong thing, you could lose your job.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, I hope in 2022 that people will definitely take care of themselves speak out when they see injustices.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, too, because...
If you're a young nurse in training, what's your advice for surviving the first few years of school? Nursing school.
I mean, I always tell people in school, you have to get a routine down.
Yeah.
You have to know what methods you study best. you have to get a routine down and you have to make sacrifices. And if you're not okay making those sacrifices, then maybe it's not the right time for you.
Yeah.
And that's the unpopular opinion. No one likes to hear that, but that's just the truth.
You have to buckle down those first couple of years. It's giving that freedom and fun.
Yeah.
But in the long term, it's worth it. I think if you're just starting out, the advice should be, like, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can buckle down.
And this is a temporary, you know, training, school, all of that. It's temporary. The career is forever. So you have to be okay with making that investment.
Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the best things about going into a healthcare profession. It is the career. Mm-hmm. It's not just a job. It's something you can do any country, any state you go to.
But so there's all different types. You know, you have your own practice.
Yeah.
You left the standard healthcare system and started your own thing. You have skincare line. You have podcast. There are people out there who just get pipelined into the traditional job sector, and they forget that there's so many other things you can do. I mean, there's NPs that are going into informatics, and they're working with companies like Epic and Cerner, and there are people who are starting their own online courses. You have your aesthetics course. Like, there's just so much you can do with a healthcare career, and it doesn't have to be the hospital.
Very true. Who are some accounts that inspire you when you turn on your Instagram these days? I'm trying to make an effort this year to unfollow accounts that don't inspire me and follow a few less 20-year-olds and a few more people.
A few less 20-year-olds, yeah.
Because I think we open our phone and it's like all 20-year-olds, and I love them. They're my favorite people.
Yeah.
I have 3 or 4 who live at my house.
Yep, you do.
but I also want to speak to, like, my generation, and, you know, are there any accounts that you love that inspire you that are, like, wisdom-provoking?
Well, one of my favorite recent accounts is... her name's Ernice. She's a nurse attorney, and her account's called Your Nurse Lawyer, and she highlights different things that nurses and NPs and providers tend to not think about with their approach to everything. Documentation, vacation time, patient care, clinical, and I love her account. I also love Mama Dr. Jones.
Well, Katie, so any other life advice for 2022? And then I'm not going to say Happy New Year anymore because I'm tired.
It's past. And if you've ever seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, you can't say it past the 7th.
Oh, I was wondering. I was planning next week to not say it anymore.
Nope, nothing past the 7th. So
that's a good
tip. I think my last piece of advice, I already said trust your gut would be the first one. The second piece would be don't be afraid to take risks and do things that normally make you feel very scared, especially if that's going into the non-traditional job career, or if that's moving to a different city for an opportunity, or whether that's finally coming in and getting the lip filler you've always wanted, which is me.
That's a little risk.
Yep. Take your risk. But you have to be okay, and change feels uncomfortable for a reason, and it's because we are learning and growing, and I think that we just need to encourage that message so much more.
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
I think you do need to push yourself a little each year. It's very easy to stagnate as an adult. When you finish school, you don't take exams anymore. And what's to push you to the next level, I always want to be evolving. I always have, like, things I want to learn and do.
Yeah, and try new things and work with new people and collaborate and think of new projects. And that's what led to my live show.
Yeah.
It was my management team's idea.
Yes.
And I was... like, there's no way I'm doing that. I was like, no one's going to fucking come and see me. No one's going. There's no way. And they're like, Katie, we believe that you can do this. And I was like, okay, I'll talk to the touring company. And after that first conversation, I was like, I need to take this risk.
Yes, right.
And I was so nervous about it. And here we are a year later, and it's happening with 2 sold-out shows. And so you never know what can happen, but just don't get complacent in learning and taking new opportunities, even if you're in a nice, comfortable spot in your life or your relationship or your career. There's always something else that you could... there's always a different opportunity that could take you somewhere that you might be happier. So
push your horizons a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
And enjoy every minute.
Enjoy every minute, because, man,
changing fast.
Yeah, and you don't know what's in store for tomorrow, especially in these days.
Well, I love that you came all the way to LA to visit me. Everyone, you can find Katie on her handles, The Katie Duke.
Yep. And my podcast is on all podcast platforms. It's called The Bad Decisions Podcast. And I look forward to hopefully having many more shows after these two shows in LA and New York. And I'm so glad we got to meet up because I'm not going anywhere else in LA to get anything done on my face. Let me just put it like that.
Well, you heard that. If you're a nurse, gotta go follow Katie Duke. If you're someone who needs beauty, gotta come visit Dr. K.
Exactly. Exactly.
And don't forget, you can learn my courses too. It's Modern Aesthetic Theory and Artistry for nurses, doctors, people all around the world who want to learn how to be injectors. I can teach you all my tricks.
Yep.
That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. Katie, I'm sending you home with our triple shot serum. Woo-hoo! Really good for redness relief, pore tightening. Oh, yeah. It has caffeine, which tightens pores immediately. You'll feel tighter. I put it on in the mornings. I love it. Takes away that red inflammatory kind of ruddiness.
I have been red lately.
You have been a little. And then our Deep Blue Hydration Serum, which is excellent for the dry winter climate, especially in New York City.
Yeah, I'll need that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Ooh, thank you. I can't wait. I love skincare products, and also your branding is my initials as well. So
I love it
even more.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.